And now Hamill takes a look again. Infield backed up now. Hamill with a 2-2 pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. Strike came out. Another fastball. And for only the second time in this game, Hamill gets him 1-2-3. And with two more strikeouts in the fifth, he's got 5 in the game. Well, Hamill battled tonight, but gives up just 2 runs.
Ah, Joe Angel with a call on a rainy October night here in Baltimore. What a night it was, although it did not end up in the win column, as Joe would say, for the Orioles on that night. It was the return of the postseason to Baltimore, Maryland in baseball, and the man on the mound that night, as you just heard, was Jason Hamill. All guts that night, as he was for the entire 2012 season, and he joins us now here on Sportsline. Jason, what's going on?
Not much, Brett.
How's the offseason treating you?
Very well, actually. It's been very productive. Having some fun hanging out with the family, getting some things done, prepping for the holidays, and we're in the middle of rehabbing that knee right now, and honestly, it feels great, so getting ready for spring training.
That was my next question. How's the knee?
It's awesome. Awesome. I am very pleased. Obviously, it was a battle to just get through the season last year, but it worked out, and, you know, I was skeptical that I would ever feel normal again, but, you know, I feel great right now. I'm really looking forward.
It was really odd, I think, sometimes during the course of your rehab and surgery during the season, seeing you in the clubhouse. There were some pretty blank looks on your face and some pretty depressing looks on your face at some points during the season, midsummer to maybe late in the summer. What's going on? What's wrong? Do you have a grip now as to what happened in there and what happened after surgery?
Well, basically, post-surgery, I just came back too fast. Probably would have been better off giving it at least another week to heal. But pretty much what happened in there was I just had floating bodies, and they took them. That's what the doctors call it. It's basically cartilage just floating around and end up getting caught in the joint and kind of take the joint off, and that's how I got all the fluid and just pitched through it. Obviously, no time to rest, so it wasn't going to get any better until the season was over. But things are definitely moving in the right direction right now. It feels great. I'm running. I'm doing normal workouts and things like that, so I'm very optimistic.
Jason Hamill with us right now on WBAL. And Jason, aside from the injury, in-season surgery that you did come back from, has what happened in 2012, as we look back now and reflect on the year, sunk in at all for you? The fact that you had the best year of your career, injury aside, you know, your ERA went down over a run per game in the American League East, and I've seen a lot of pitchers, very accomplished pitchers, come to the American League East and come to the Orioles, and their numbers exploded in the wrong direction, and you had the best year of your career. And then, of course, what the team did above all, and what you did in the postseason, going pitch for pitch with CeCe Sabathia on 2 very magical nights that ended in losses, but nonetheless, a gutty, gutty performance by you.
You know, it was a pleasure the whole time. Nine straight months of those guys, you know, coming into a new team. Honestly, I always expect the best out of myself, you know, injury or not. I wouldn't go out there and pitch if I didn't feel like I could do something positive. So, just for the guys to give me the opportunity just to even be a part of the postseason. I know I went down about halfway through the season, and you know, it was a lot of time that I missed, but I really did expect to do well following up my season from last year in Colorado. It was something I was looking to build on, and I really expected good things, and things turned out even better than I expected. So we'll look for more of that this year and try to improve.
Jason, when you go inside the numbers, it's really astonishing. Forget ERA, the most important number. As I mentioned before, ERA down about 1.3. We're talking hits per 9 innings, home runs per 9 innings, walks per 9 innings, strikeouts per 9 innings. All those, maybe the best of your career in some of those cases. I talked to you right after you were traded to Baltimore last February, and you said you turned a corner your last month in Colorado. Are you even, though, surprised how well you did your first year in Baltimore?
I actually, you know, a little bit. You know, like I said, I work hard to get the best results I can, and obviously the results that we had this year as a team overall and myself individually were a pleasant surprise. You know, it really makes you feel good that the hard work you put in, and you know, it took, maybe I was a late bloomer, I don't know. It took me a little while to figure out that aggression wasn't the way to fix it. And like I said in the interview when I got traded, you know, I learned something finally that was able to set in and something I could draw on if I was getting into struggles. So, you know, just being that development as a pitcher and growing as a veteran, you know, making it making it that much easier for when I do go out and I play and I got the guys behind me. There's a trust and an expectation of me to go out there and be consistent, and not just consistent, but consistently good.
Jason, I do want to ask you about a couple of nights at Camden Yards where the energy in the ballpark I thought was really second to none. Of course, the postseason game, game one of the ALDS against CC Sabathia after the rain delay. And the other one, also against the Yankees, in which was, you know, just an amazing season series that went down to, of course, game five of the ALDS. But the first game of that four-game set in Baltimore on Cal Ripken night at Camden Yards, and you came off the DL that night on September 6th, and it was a huge first inning. I think Wieters had a three-run homer in the first, and the Orioles had to battle back, but you came right off the DL. You could tell you were hurting. It was an epic performance in a lot of ways. Tell us about that night.
It was awesome. That was the adrenaline basically carried me through the rest of the season after the surgery. Every night I showed up, there was always a great, great crowd. The fans were excellent all year. You know, I hope they do understand that we need them out there, and they really do give us that extra gear that we need to compete. You know, sometimes, you know, the best, you know, you hit some slow days and need a pick-me-up, and when you show up and there's orange and black everywhere, you know, it's a whole new feeling. I mean, I'm getting goosebumps even talking about it right now. I can relive that night. You know, you come out and you want to do good. You want to impress and give everybody the best you can, and hopefully they go home with a good night.
Jason Hamill. Well, Jason, continue to get healthy and well and ready for Sarasota, Florida. Now just, 6 weeks away until pitchers and catchers, 7 weeks away until pitchers and catchers report there.
Can't wait.
Well, Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year as well. I know it was a great 2012 for you. Better things to come in 13.
Appreciate it, Brett. Thanks a lot. Same to you.
That's Jason Hamill. We're back with more next here on WBAL.